call is for us is let me show you this, and is the reality of realize there is a birth process going on. In Romans chapter 8, let's go to the next slide, please. For creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but to him who subjected it in hope that creation will be set free from the slavery to corruption and the freedom of the sons, you know, of the children of God. Now, what does that mean? First thing, futility is not a thing of sin there. It's not a thing of sin. Futility, the only way I describe futility is 9 months pregnant. That's the only way to describe it. 9 months pregnant. How many?
Less than 2 weeks left.
9 months pregnant. 8 months pregnant.
It's
So is futility a good word to describe this moment? Not negative, but it is like, Jesus, let this day come. Is that true? That's that word. Creation got pregnant. Now, notice this one, though. Subjected to futility, not of its own will, because of him, that's God, subjected it in hope. Shelley got pregnant in hope. This planned? Yes. She got pregnant in hope. Now, that's crazy to me. Y'all heard me talk about this before. But that's crazy to me. It was crazy for me that when Paula's holding Shay and we're having to stay up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning colicking, and she's been in the hospital for 8 days having a C-section and getting a stomach virus, and then Shay's just, you know, I mean, literally screaming from, like, get the time right. Late at night till my mind makes it worse. You know, so much that when a neighbor comes over and says, hey, we want to watch Shay for you so you can go out to eat, I start going. And then Paula says, in the midst of this moment, she says, oh, I can't wait to have another. I'm going, Lord, she's delirious. Not that I ever hit my wife, but I was afraid that she was being shocked or something. How is it that she would want to have another child at this moment? Yeah. Well, why? Because Paula, as soon as Shay was born, all of a sudden she's seeing another in hope. She's looking through who for the joy set before her. She endured the labor. So, anyway, but notice this one now. This is interesting. In hope, a creation will also set free from its slavery to corruption. Oh. What does that mean? That means that children make messes. I remember before Paul and I had kids, our house always looked good. We would go to my brother's house, and he had two boys, and we'd go, when we have kids, our house will never look like this. I have many times. Corruption. What? When God said, let there be light, and he put all creation into subject to futility, in other words, 9 months pregnant, he also knew there were going to be pampers, poopers. You know? He knew that. So much that Jesus was crucified before the foundations of the world. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. He was crucified before the foundations of the world. So how would you like to know that you're going to have to die on a cross 6,000 years ahead of time? No wonder when he all of a sudden that day came, he goes, Lord, let this cup pass from me. Man, I've been carrying this thing for 6,000 years. But all of it was, he knew it. Because for him to do that literally enabled the reality of the seed of God to be able to come and affect our lives. And let's go on this. Let me read this. For we know, I'm sorry, back up. You were good. I messed up. For we know that all of creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth even unto now. Creation is groaning. Here's one of my convictions. You see an earthquake, oh, it's creation going, whoa! Whoa! Go on to the next one. And not only this, but we also, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemptions of our body. Yeah, you're pregnant. Creation is pregnant with us, trying to get us out. But in us is coming in agreement with it. And in fact, you could go on in Romans chapter 8 and it says, it talks about the Spirit groans with groanings too deep for words. And then when we don't know how to pray, He prays with intercessions. In other words, coming in His place, agreement that in us to form the very nature of Jesus. That's why it gets frustrating when you're trying to go in your own direction and be your person. And God's going, no, you're not created to be who you want to be. You're created to be in the likeness of Jesus and expressing who I made you to be. And so, creation's pregnant. Let's go to the next slide, please. Jesus is being formed in us. We already read Romans 8, 24. 4:19, my children, in whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you. The very thing that's going on is God is trying to form the very nature of Jesus in us. Y'all, you know, I've been in ministry for many years now, about 40, and a lot of the major ministry in my life has been in relationship ministering to broken hearts and wounded hearts, doing counseling and stuff like that, which is really cool. I believe in that still, but that cannot be the focus. Everything has to revolve out of one thing, one individually, both me and every person I talk to have a destiny to be in the image of likeness of Jesus. And so when I share Jesus with them and they accept Jesus, it's not me having babies and just going on. Guess what? I got somebody pregnant. They gave birth. I better just help raise them just like I did Shay and Michelle. That's why when that nurse came into the hospital and told us, the hospital room that day, and said, you and Paula can take Shay home from the hospital, you know, when he was born. And I looked at her, literally, I did. I said, do we have to? I mean, I was really scared of raising a kid. Because Paula was out of it. She was sick. She was physically sick. I mean, imagine going through C-section, emergency C-section, and all of a sudden getting a stomach virus. And so, but the reality is that God is forming something really cool in us. Now, what's our response? And I put Philippians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Go to the next slide, please. Here's the question, y'all. The question is, will we give birth to that which is in us? Will we participate with the Lord to let it happen? Will we partner with Him? Because, y'all, there's a seed in your womb of your heart. Your heart is the womb of God. There is a seed in you. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have accepted the seed of God. That seed is trying to birth in you the very nature and character of God. Y'all, that seed's not in you just to get to go to heaven. That's just a fringe benefit. God is wanting you to inherit heaven. He's wanting you to inherit the earth. He's wanting you to walk in the very likeness of the one whom we've fallen in love with a long time ago. Or maybe you haven't. Let it happen. And say, I want to be pregnant. Those people that we led to Jesus last week and turned them over to the church, they got, it's just really cool to see. But now, y'all, they got pregnant with the very nature of God, and it's going to try to birth in them. Now, let me chase some rabbits here real quick, okay? And I know we don't have time long to go. But you know in Matthew chapter 13, well, it talks about the parable of the seed and the sower. It's also in Luke chapter 8. the seed and the sower. When the seed comes, there's four major types of attacks that come. One is that when the word comes forth into us, is that Satan tries to hinder our understanding. Because if we hear the word and do not understand it, Satan comes and steals it away. So if I'm sitting here talking to you and you do not understand, in other words, place it into your heart, then Satan just comes literally and takes the word out, and you'll forget everything that I've talked about today. The second one is when the seed comes, the very seed of God is trying to birth you into the very nature of God. It talks about how when temptations and persecutions arise because of the word. In other words, Satan cannot have you birthing the very nature of Jesus. So guess what? One of the major things that's going to happen in your life, Satan's going to try to pressure it out. I heard people tell me many times, "God, man, since I got saved, all hell's broken loose." I'm going, "Yeah, right, brother. What do you expect? Before you weren't a threat. Now you're a threat." So the seed that you have in you, Satan will try to steal it with pressures. The third one is that how it says, when the riches, the pleasures of this life enter in and choke out the word. See, all of a sudden, the very nature of Jesus is trying to be birthed in you. In fact, I can just feel this right now. People, the very nature of Jesus, and all of a sudden your mind drifts to talking, thinking about the things you got to deal with when you get out of church or tomorrow at work. You know what that's happening is? Satan's trying to choke out the word. He's trying to choke out the word. And it talks about in the last one is the one who hears the word with an honest and good heart, and with perseverance, the seed bears fruit. See, the question is, will the seed of God that God's placed in us, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, will it bear fruit? Will you hold on to it and allow the very nature of God to come into you? Now, here's a passage of scripture the Lord told me to use instead of this, and I apologize. In Luke chapter 1, I'm going to ask you to turn there. Luke chapter 1, verse 34. Now, Mary, y'all, had selected the one thing, right? And she was doing what? She was sitting where? At the feet of Jesus doing what? Listening to his word. Gabriel comes to Mary and says, "You're going to have a child." "I'm going to what?" In verse 34, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be since I'm a virgin?" I am talking about you becoming like Jesus in who you've been created to be. And your first thoughts are, like mine is, "How's this going to be? How's this going to be? I mean, do I need to memorize 14 passages of Scripture? You know, like my good Southern Baptist days, like Philip and I talked about? You know, do I need to do this? I need to go... What do I need to do?" Well, it's interesting. So Mary asked this question and skipped down to verse 37. "Nothing will be impossible with God." And I think Catherine Worley spoke this one time, and you probably heard me say it in here before, but that's really not a cool translation. Because the word there, impossible with God, is literally the Greek word rhema, combined with another word. The Greek word for rhema is a stronger form of the word logos, however my southern accent says it. Logos has got the general scripture. Rhema is scripture that is spoken and heard. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. It's got to do with spoken and heard. You hear it, that's rhema. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's rhema. What Gabriel says to Mary, "How can this be?" It's impossible for any word of God not to come about. It's literally what that says. Notice Mary's response. "Behold, your bondslave of the Lord, be it done unto me according to your word." She got pregnant. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. I want that. She received it, and she got pregnant with the very nature and character of Jesus. And guess what? It cannot be taken from her. And what God is inviting you and I today is to realize that there is a process going on in us to grow us into the very nature of Jesus. It's a process, but it's a process where you and I have to fight to see. Because Satan has wanted to distract you, shortchange you in the journey. That's why, I mean that book. That's why this period of time, this season, the Lord has really heightened in us. Speaking of kids, Paula's got to go get grandkids. That's why that we just believe that nothing in this book, but when we get a bunch of people who love Jesus and who love one another and set in a journey that, hey, y'all, we're going to be intentional about stepping into this, into the likeness of Jesus, and we're going to help one another go there. Yeah, I think God can do great things in our lives. And then you're going to be seeing stuff in the months to come that's coming out that to help us, each one of us, grow into the likeness of Jesus. Now, we don't want to take this for granted because all of creation is in this deal. And so we want to be precise, and our heart is to help you, and as well as we want to do it too. I need this too. So I feel like what God is asking us to do this morning is to. Did I hear a voice? Yeah.
Mary, that was, her brother was Lazarus. At that moment, what she needed was that he was preparing her to lose her brother temporarily.
Good thought. I never thought of that. It's cool. Temporarily, though. Yeah, that's a good thought. Yeah, there's a lot of people come to me. I'll see it sometime. You'll have a quiet time with Jesus. Really awesome quiet time. You go through the day and all of a sudden hell breaks loose. And you're going, man, I had a great quiet time. Why didn't the day end up good? Well, you know why you had the quiet time? To prepare you for the day. So anyway, you got something, Mitch? Interpret that. I really feel like that. I just want to ask this. It's just pray a prayer if you feel led. If you don't know Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and you want to get pregnant with the reality of Jesus, it's the best thing you'll ever do. You know, even if heaven was never promised me, having Jesus here has been worth it. But the cool thing is, heaven's promised to me too, so that's fringe benefit. But I just want to ask you to just make a confession of Mary. Be it done unto me according to your word. So if I just invite you to pray this with me. And we're going to all of us get saved today, okay? And then we're going to take another step. So then if you say this for the first time with your own heart, then guess what? You got eternal life. So let's pray this. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your greatness and your love for us. That you've loved us with an everlasting love. And you have drawn us to you with loving kindness. So Lord, I believe with my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. So you promised me I'll be saved. So Lord, also, you are birthing in me the very nature of Jesus. You have placed in me the seed of God, the eternal word of God, which bears much fruit. So Lord, as Mary said, be it done unto me according to your word. Birth in me the very nature and character of Jesus. Amen.
So I want to encourage you, if you did make that declaration for the first time, can you come find me or one of these men and women? I want to have the prayer teams come up. And can we just stand as we close? Because in these prayer teams, okay, good. Also, sorry, Ben was telling me two words in relationship to healing. Stage three.
Yeah, just what was heard was stage three. Don't know necessarily beyond that. If that means something to you, could be cancer, could be something else. That was the first word. The second word was lymph. Obviously, could be lymph nodes, lymphatic system. So if that resonates with you, feel free to come and get prayer.
Amen. So we'll pray for that, and any of these men and women can pray for you. And then I just wanted to end with that that Romans 8:22, because God's just declaring something that he's saying, that you can choose from slavery that leads to corruption, or we can choose this process of growth that gets us into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And so, Lord, I just want to pray that over us. I just pray that, God, we don't want to be those children that just give in to this world and live in this world that choose slavery that goes to corruption. But, Lord, we want to begin this process of growth. Lord, we know we've been growing, but, God, we want to enter into this growth process together as a body so that we can grow into the likeness of you, to this glory that is in the children of God. That's the only place that you've declared your glory into, is the children, the men, sons and daughters. And so, Lord, I just speak that. And Lord, if any of us need just for refreshment, Lord, some of us just need a refreshing word, or maybe we just need to come up and declare that we got saved this morning. Maybe some of us just need that healing word in relationship to stage three or lymph. We just ask in Jesus' name that these men and women are up here to agree with you and pray for you. And so, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness today. We thank you for your word today. Lord, that rhema word, Lord, just speak it, and we just declare yes, let it be done according to your word in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. I also want to encourage you, if you did get saved this morning, come up and find me. I'm going to give you this book for free. But otherwise, if you're already saved, you're going to have to pay for it. Go back there and don't be coming up and telling me that you got saved this morning if I already know you're saved. If you can't afford it, you come find us. We'll give you one. But $5, grab one on your way out. Just participate with the body together this upcoming week and month.